The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
Everyone, Rat Radio Row, Pro Football Network. I'm Brian Blues, joined by very special guest, Andrew Snade, Executive Vice President of Marketing at FanDuel. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, Super Bowl week, obviously, it's in Las Vegas, the mecca of sports betting. We've got the America's Everyone Sportsbook here with FanDuel. Take us through, before we get a kick of destiny, what's been going on for you guys at Super Bowl week?
Well, it's a busy week. This is the fans' biggest week of the year. It's the sports holiday that we all mark on the calendar. Last year we had 45,000 bets per second at our max moment. Last weekend in the NFC Championship, we had 60,000. Wow. So we're expecting to shatter those records with our biggest day ever.
I'll be 40,000. Those bets might have come from me last year, but my preferred sports book. Let's go through a kick of destiny with Gronk. First, get some more background, how this all started, how Gronk, basically how this all background, how you got Gronk involved and everything like that.
Yeah, Rob's been an awesome partner. We had him as a partner already, and then when we came up with this crazy idea to run a live ad in the Super Bowl with someone trying to kick a field goal, it was a natural question to ask for a bit of fish out of water. Can a tight end actually kick a field goal? And it was fun as a concept and even better when it came to life. He takes it so seriously. He's working really hard. And this year, as we brought it back, I don't know if you, last year he missed it, a little wind, a wide left. From that moment, he said, you got to let me go again. I explained to him, no, they've cut back to the game. This was a live commercial, but maybe next year. And we're very excited that we get to bring it back as a true action sequel. And he has the chance to take it up a notch. This year, people can bet if he's going to make or miss. It's a free bet that they can make on our app just by downloading.
Do you know what the odds are for that?
Right now, we got more people believing in Rob than not.
You got to go with him to make the field goal, especially since last year he was so close to making it. You mentioned that he wanted to come back, so he had to kick the field goal. When did the preparation start for him to get back in the train to make this kick?
He started in earnest around September. Okay. But as he tells us, every time he's near a field and sees a football, he now wants to try to start ripping. Even yesterday, we were on the set. It's actually going to be filmed live here a few blocks away on the strip. And it'll happen just before kickoff. So right after the anthem and right before the coin toss, we cut live to Rob. And he couldn't help himself, even though we were just there to talk it through. It was like, show me some footballs. Let's start kicking.
No, absolutely. So now that he's gone through this and he missed the kick last, now he's in practice, does he have more of an appreciation for kickers in the NFL?
Yeah.
It's kind of a position that's getting over credit sometimes.
Definitely. This was eye-opening for him. He talks a lot about the fact that those guys often were removed from the rest of the players and had their own rituals, weren't as well understood. He now has a tremendous respect for how hard it is and how much pressure it is in that moment to deliver for your team after the whole game has occurred and it comes down to that one kick. It's a really important role on every team.
Oh, absolutely. Let's talk more about betting and the Super Bowl. So legalized sports betting in the United States, May 2018. So the first Super Bowl with legalized betting in the United States outside Nevada was that Patriots-Rams Super Bowl. Now many years later in Las Vegas. Have you ever seen this day happening?
It's wild. It's amazing to be here. 21 states we're now live in with our online sports book. And to be here at the city that knows how to host, combine that with the biggest holiday moment in the sporting calendar, this is just a multiplication of awesome.
It's the mecca of sports betting here in Las Vegas, and it's a premier sports betting event, which is just an awesome marriage between both parties for sure. Now take us through more, anything else you guys have planned for the Super Bowl, promotion standpoint, marketing standpoint, in addition to the kick of destiny?
Well, one of the things I'm most excited about is, I don't know if you've ever played Super Bowl squares.
Oh, of course.
In a living room, and you know, you get the 10 by 10 grid, and you put your name in, and then they draw the card, and you're obligated for a 5-10. Or a 5-2, and it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
Well, now we have that as an actual grid with real odds in the boxes, so you can choose.
Yeah.
And it's live. So you can do a pregame, and as the score changes, the odds will move. And that's just a fun way to participate in the game. Now you're in control of Super Bowl squares.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of those things in the Super Bowl, if you're not a bettor, that's something that you might be interested in. Like my wife, she will not bet at all, but she'll do the square. So she might even make an account with them now to get in on the action.
Well, we see a lot of that. Obviously, everyone that does sports betting is likely showing up on Super Bowl Sunday. But this is also the moment to invite new people in. So things like Super Bowl squares, Will Rob make or miss a field goal? Even heads and tails are available in a bunch of states. It's just a great way for people to be able to have some fun.
The beauty of the heads and tails market too is the odds on both sides. You're a lot more favorable odds in the minus 110 action, and it's a 50-50 chance, so it's actually a great bet.
And it's amazing that tails never fails is what people put their money on.
You know what's funny? One of our guys mentioned that to somebody. Oh yeah, go do heads or tails, never fails. Like, I've never heard that before. Like, yeah. You've been living under a rock your entire life.
I wasn't sure why that was like such an exciting thing for us to cheer about at the start of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. So now we talked about legalization, sports betting, all the Super Bowl since then. What has changed the most that you guys noticed from a customer standpoint, how you adjusted your promotions and marketing?
Well, certainly customers are really enjoying betting on a lot more than just the outcome of the game.
Yeah.
It's moved so far beyond money lines and the spread and the over and under. That's still a big part of what we do. But a ton of first-time touchdown is going to be Travis Kelce is right now the person that we are taking the most wagers on for that. And 32% of our customers have decided that Christian McCaffrey's going to have a touchdown during this game. And all the ways you can have these storylines that you think will develop in the game that you can put together in a parlay, that's just really fun. So you can put the $5 bet down and five legs of a parlay and a great way for you to be able to lean in and enjoy the game more.
Yeah, you guys were the architects on the same game parlay at FanDuel. We always talk about in our betting content that you want to kind of build a narrative how the game's going to play out with those same game parlays. But I don't even want to guess percentage of same game parlays at FanDuel for the Super Bowl that have Christian McCaffrey anytime touchdown or Travis Kelce anytime touchdown in them.
Yeah, that would be, there's a lot of those for sure. And but there's 600 different things that you can bet on this Sunday in our app that's all same game action, and most of it is able to be parlayed together.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Travis Kelce. Obviously, he's a star of the weekend. I don't know if you heard, he has a pretty famous girlfriend.
I had heard that, yeah.
It's crazy. Well, has there been any uptick in betting because of him, his cultural impact?
We have definitely noticed that Travis Kelce bets are higher than they otherwise might have been. Obviously, he's an amazing player in his own right. But there might be a Taylor effect for why he's the number one right now on first touchdown score.
Yeah, absolutely. And last question, I'll let you go. You talked about the coin toss. I know there's a lot of other bets people are always interested in that aren't available in every single state, like the color of the Gatorade and stuff like that. What are some of the more unique prop bets that have been popular with FanDuel across the world?
So we definitely have states where we're allowed to offer it. We do. So heads and tails, Gatorade color. In Canada, we actually have the ability to offer a bet on whether or not Travis Kelce is going to win the Super Bowl and propose to Taylor Swift.
I saw that.
But we obviously have to work with the regulators in every state for what we can and can't do.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always a limit and extent of what you can offer the bet on, but for Super Bowl, there's a little bit, the doors open a little bit more wide, especially because they just know how much action there's on the game and all the hoopla off the field as well in this year especially. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
And, thanks for having me.
Hopefully for a great Super Bowl.
Indeed. Let's hope Rob kicks that field goal. That's the most important sporting moment of this one.
Good luck to Rob Gronkowski on making that kick. We'll all be rooting for him.
Thank you.
Appreciate you joining us.
Thanks for having me.